Well, the Kings broke their four-game losing slump last week.
Did they use the S word?
No, but you did, and I just running it from that after beating New Zealand. And we're lucky enough to be joined by Brad Newley. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's okay. Look, it would have been nice to get a victory last week.
Yeah, it was good to finally get a win after a bit of a quiet period we had through Christmas and that, and to celebrate the new year with a win was great, and a bit of confidence back in the boys, and we're looking forward to the next one Saturday night.
Any crisis meetings during that time, Brad? We love a crisis meeting on this program at any point.
Yeah, there might have been a few crisis meetings and a few home truths, a few long video sessions with Gazy, but you know, that's all part of it, and I think the guys did well and showed character, and you know, it's important to go through those periods, I think, in any good team. And, you know, we come through the end of it now, and hopefully we can kick on now.
What was the overriding comment, thought, that Andrew Gaze was telling the team during that tough period?
I think we kind of just went away from what we were doing earlier in the year, and that was playing really good defense and having a lot of energy and having fun. We kind of just got away from that a little bit, and teams were scoring a lot of points on us, and we kind of lost our way a bit there. So now we've got that back, and I think our best way of playing basketball is to defend our hoop really well and get easy baskets out of that.
You started as a 19-year-old rookie at Townsville. You went over to Europe. You played in Greece.
Everywhere.
Played pretty much all around the place. How have you found it now coming back to the NBL?
Yeah, I'm actually having a lot of fun being back home. You know, I was away for a long time, and you know, when you're over there for so long, you kind of just get used to, you become a bit of a robot and just very methodical about the way you go about it. So being back in Australia now, you know, you can enjoy yourself a bit more. You can, you know, watch a bit of cricket and tennis and TV and those kind of things. And yeah, I'm having fun out there playing basketball, and I think it's helping my game out as well.
And that must be tough too. You had the family on the road. Was that one of the factors too in saying, okay, well, I want to get it more settled from a professional perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I had a pretty good setup over there too, you know, I've been in one place for 4 years. So,
right.
Also, you know, definitely bringing my family home was a thing. You know, our extended family's pretty happy to have us all home, and you know, when everything's good at home, you perform well, and I think that's happening now.
Now, I was lucky enough to come out to the game the other night and watched and got into the whole defense and things like that. But one guy that didn't have his best night was Kevin Lish. He struggled at least with the shooting, defended well. But when that's happening, and you know, your star player is struggling, and it was very obvious that he was getting a bit down on himself as well. How do you sort of the blokes rally around him? I'm assuming.
Yeah, I was a bit filthy on Kev. I would have had 10 assists if he had shot. it's one of those days, and to Kev's credit, I mean, at the end of the game, he hit some big foul shots, which sealed the game for us. So, you know, it's one of those things that happen in basketball. Everyone can. The good thing about it is it's a dynamic sport, and there's other areas where you can help the team. And, you know, when you have one of those nights, you just got to stay with it, and I thought he did a pretty good job of being positive. He's been good this week. You know, we give a bit of crap on the side, but that's part of basketball and part of sport. And I think he'll bounce back and have a good one on Saturday.
The only way to make him better is to hang you know what on him for a little while until he feels bad about himself.
Mate, the coach was doing it in the press conference. Coach Gaze was giving it to having a great laugh at his expense in the press conference. Did you see that, Brad?
Yeah, I caught wind of a bit of that stuff. And he made the comment about saying he's never shot like that. He said 1 for 14. He said, Gaze, you would have gone 5 for 50.
just kept shooting it.
Yeah, we balanced that out a little bit during the week. But, you know, it's good. A bit of fun, and it's Kev's character. He takes it pretty well, and, you know, that's the new Aussie coming out of him.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it? Now, Perth, they've been on the bottom of the table. They've been semi-finalists for 30 years. They're starting to make their way up. This is a big game on Saturday night. Everyone fit, ready to go?
Yeah, we're all good. You know, I've had a little bit of a toe issue that's getting better, and everyone else is pretty much on the same page, ready to go. Perth, a champion team, and you know, they'll be looking for a bit of revenge because we got them here, and their assistant coach is former Kings legend Matty Nielsen, and he's always keen to have a good win down in Sydney. So we need to be ready, and I think the way we performed towards the end of the game on last Friday will carry over into this game.
Hey, you've had a great career with the Boomers. So, you know, NBA draft and nearly there, but your old high school buddy Joe Ingles and a heap of other Aussies doing great stuff in the NBA. Do you keep a pretty close eye on that, Brad?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to these days. With social media, it's splashed everywhere. So, those guys are doing well. Joe, you know, is one guy we kind of grew up basically in the same neighbourhood, went to the same school, and he's doing very well for himself. And I think he's having a great year. And I just had a little chat with him before the year. I said, if you just average one or two more threes a game, you can really take that next step. And I think right now he's leading the whole comp in percentage. So it's good to see him doing well, and all the other fellas too. It's good to watch, and it's good for Australian basketball.
Yeah, out shooting Steph Curry from outside the ring. Yeah. I think someone was watching some American programs, and they said, "Well, that means he should take more shots."
Yeah,
let's hope that is the case. He's going superbly. Brad, great win for the Kings. Last game. Let's hope that continues against Perth. It's at home. It's Saturday night. Let's hope a big crowd gets out there as well. 7:30 p.m. tip off. I really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, boys.